بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لتجدن أشد الناس عداوة للذين آمنوا اليهود والذين أشركوا إلى آخر الآية. صدق الله العظيم وصدق على رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Honorable ulama, respected Huffaz, elders and brothers, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin with the praises of Allah Rabbul Alameen, that Allah, who is mine and your soul sustainer, cherisher, nourisher and protector. May Allah's choicest salutations continue to descend and flow upon our noble master, leader, mentor, teacher and our guide, Nabiya Pak Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected elders and friends, we might not be living in Palestine, but surely Palestine lives in us. We might not be living in Palestine, but surely Palestine lives in us. Palestine life, and they live in an apartheid, colonial settler state, one that has disposed them of their land for 75 years, that has forced them to live in dehumanizing conditions that are worse than an open-air prison, one that persecutes them because of their religious affiliation, one that devastates them economically, seeks to break them psychologically, perpetually terrorizes and periodically massacres them. As the carnage in Palestine enters the fourth week, we need to ask, what lessons do we learn from the massacre and the bloodshed in Palestine? I'll try to go through a few lessons that we can take in the short time that I have. First and foremost, my friends, we need to understand that this is not a Palestine problem, but it is an attack on Islam. The bottom line is, 15 years ago, when the President of the United States said, you are with us or you are against us. So this is not an attack on Palestine, this is an attack on Islam. The Israeli occupation of the holy Masjid of Al-Aqsa and its surrounding is no different in principle than if a colonizer, Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, that if a colonizer were to occupy Madinatul Munawwara, the city of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, murdering and disposing its inhabitants and preventing the believers worldwide from making pilgrimage and ziyarah to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what would we feel, friends? What would our emotions be? Will we feel nice? Nay. Why? Because the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the same sentence has mentioned that you should not take a special journey to visit any other place among the following three places: Masjidul Haram, the Holy Kaaba, Masjidul Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Masjidul Aqsa. Subhanallah. So just as a colonizer, Allah forbid, it will never happen inshallah, the malaika are protecting those places. If a colonizer was to do this in Makkatul Mukarrama or Madinatul Munawwara, how should we feel? Secondly, my friends, the media bias is alarming. You and I know that the framing of the conflict by the mainstream media erases the context of the 16 years of strangulation and siege, an ongoing war on Gaza, the complete denial of Palestine rights, human, civil, political, economic rights, the blatant false propaganda of the beheading of babies that was peddled by the media without a shred of evidence is typical of media bias. What about the thousands of children that are beheaded by Israel's aerial bombardment, which barely attracts
the same level of condemnation.
Now friends, this is nothing new. Time doesn't allow me. There's such a beautiful thing that I wanted to explain to you about the parable of Fir'aun and Musa alayhi salam to the current situation. But I'll just give you one example of what Fir'aun did. This is typical of how Fir'aun tried to frame the narrative when Musa alayhi salam addressed him, saying that, "O Fir'aun, I invite you to believe in the oneness of Allah, and I instruct you to set free the Banu Israel from captivity." That is what Musa alayhi salam told him. So what did he say? He said, وَفَعَلْتَ فَعَلَتَكَ الَّتِي فَعَلْتَ وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. He said, "You did what you did, being unduly grateful," referring to the one incident when Musa alayhi salam, in trying to protect a person from his tribe that was being harassed and that was being persecuted by the security forces of Fir'aun, in trying to protect him, Musa alayhi salam sent him to Jahannam. So he referred this to Musa alayhi salam, and he reminded Musa alayhi salam of that one incident that was a legitimate offense in self-defense, but together he forgot about the thousands of babies. About the thousands of babies he killed as a prevention, as a precaution to prevent the birth of a child who would be responsible for the downfall of his kingdom. So isn't exactly the same thing happening? There's other parables that I wish to draw, but time doesn't allow me, my respected elders and friends. This is one parable of how Fir'aun and the tyranny of Fir'aun is playing out today in Israel. Thirdly, we see the hypocritical application of selective justice. You and I know, while the Ukrainian crisis is projected as a struggle against external aggression, the Palestinian struggle is projected as an illegitimate struggle. If Putin's invasion and occupation of Ukraine was an assault against its sovereignty, why then the indifference when the sovereignty of Palestine is repeatedly being undermined? More than 500,000 Israelis live in 200 settlements, which is built on Palestinian land, which is even illegal under international laws. The carnage that has been demonstrated, and the impotency of the United Nations, and the complete disregard of international law. We see leaders from the so-called first world defending the genocide, justifying the mass displacement of people, supporting the bombardment of hospitals and the slaughter of innocent children. My friends, it only brings us to the conclusion that we have returned to the days of Jahiliyyah. We have returned to the days of Jahiliyyah. Thirdly, there is a birth of an unusual alliance. The Zionists and the Hindutva have discovered that they share a common enemy. The Zionists and the Hindutva, they have come to a conclusion, they share a common enemy, and that enemy is Muslims. India occupies Kashmir and Israel occupies Palestine. India occupies Kashmir and Israel occupies Palestine. They both adopt the similar tactics. Read the news, my friends. This is open. I'm not telling you anything new. Read the news and see India's alliance to Israel. There is nothing to hide. It's there. Openly he has said that I support Israel. And what do I do as a believer? I support Bollywood. Na'udhu billah. So they both adopt similar tactics. What they do? Seizing land, displacing people, criminalizing dissent, muzzling journalists, controlling people's movement. And this solidarity is not new. It dates back of days of occupation and oppression. It is only now that it has become publicized and advertised. The fourth important lesson, my friends, and the most important lesson for me and for you, is for us to be grateful. Aside from the politics that is playing out in Palestine, for me and for you to be grateful, the things we take for granted, they are desperately making dua for. The things that we take for granted, they are making dua for. In our hectic lives, it is so easy for us to ignore the blessings we enjoy, the relative safety we enjoy. We take for granted our comforts and luxuries. And the greatest blessings in life, somebody so beautifully said, the greatest blessings in life are the ones that we don't even notice. The greatest blessings in life are the ones that we don't even notice, for they become an integral part of our existence. We often take for granted the very things that deserve our most gratitude. Think about going to bed with the deafening sounds of bombs exploding all around you. Think about having no food or water to give your children. Think about the fear in the faces of children who have no school or madrasa to go to. There was an article that the varsity is closed because there is no children to attend. All have been bombed. Think about a hospital that has no power or medication. Learn to be grateful, my friends. Learn to be grateful. Man asbaha minkum mu'afi fi jasadihi aminan. The Messenger of Allah says, whoever amongst you wakes up physically healthy, feeling safe and secure within himself, he has food for the day. What did the Nabi of Allah say? Khizat lahu dunya. It is as though he has acquired the world. Allahu Akbar. How many of us think about this in the morning? I've got up this morning physically healthy, food on my table, a roof over my head, clothes on my body. Khizat lahu dunya. It is as though I have acquired the whole world. Then, my friends, what is happening to them can happen to us also. The tables can turn. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Allah says, فَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيَنْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Have you not seen the end of those who traveled before you? Have you not seen what had happened to you? Do you not understand? Do we think that plagues and wars and trials and hardships were relegated to the annals of history, and that they would not afflict us in our modern times? Because we are too far advanced, we are too wealthy, or we are too educated? Do we think that perhaps what is happening in Palestine cannot happen to us? Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا فِتْنَةً لَا تُصِيبَنَّ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مِنْكُمْ خَاسًا. Fear a fitna, fear a trial, fear an affliction, which afflicts not in particularly only those who do wrong, but it may afflict the good and the bad. And know that Allah is severe in punishment. Then another lesson we can take, my friends, is life is a journey of struggle and toil. Khabab ibn al-Arad says, we complain to Allah's Messenger of the persecution that the disbelievers are inflicting upon us while he was sitting in the shade of the Kaaba. We said, O Nabi of Allah, what is happening? Look what is happening to the Ummah. Look how the Ummah are suffering. He was leaning over his burd. The hadith mentions he was leaning over his sheath. He said, woe to him. Won't you seek help for us, O Nabi of Allah? Won't you make dua for us? The Nabi of Allah said to Khabab, among the nations before you, believing men would be put in a ditch that was dug for him, and a saw would be put over his head, and he would be cut into two pieces. Yet the torture would not make him give up his religion. His body would be combed with iron combs that would remove the flesh, the bones and the nerves of his body. Yet he would not abandon his religion. By Allah, Islam will prevail. Till a traveler from Sana'a to Yemen, to Hadramaut, will fear none but Allah. Or a wolf with regard to his sheep. But don't be hasty in the decision of Allah. Subhanallah. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us so much of hope, my respected elders and friends. There are so many other points that I needed to discuss with you, but time doesn't allow me. Nevertheless, in conclusion, there's so much that can be spoken, and so much that has been spoken, and so much that will be spoken about Palestine, my friends. It's not going to end. As the Akhirul Zaman come, it is going to get more and more worse. But all I want to leave you with is Gaza should create an awareness of our own destiny. Gaza should create an awareness of our own destiny, an appreciation of the many favors we enjoy, and it must prevent us from extravagance. It must prevent us from extravagance, and it should revive in us the need to reconnect with our Creator, Allah Rabbul Izzah. In this last month, we have gotten closer to your Allah because of Palestine. You started reading Quran because of Palestine. Palestine is freeing us actually. We might be thinking we freeing Palestine, but Palestine is freeing us. And the Mujahideen will never lose, my brothers. They will either gain the land of Gaza or they will gain the land of Jannah, inshallah. The Mujahideen, they will never lose. They will either gain the land of Palestine or they will gain the land of Jannah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين الملك الحق المبين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله صادق الوعد الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تحلوا شعائر الله فعظموها ومن يعظم شعائر الله فإنها من تقوى القلوب منها بيت المقدس المسجد الأقصى قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تشد الرحال إلا إلى ثلاثة مساجد مسجد الحرام ومسجد الأقصى ومسجد هذا أي مسجد النبوي صلى الله عليه وسلم عباد الله أرض فلسطين مسكن الأنبياء والمرسلين أول قبلة للمصلين نبي الله إبراهيم عليه السلام هاجر إلى فلسطين جاء في سيرته إني ذاهب إلى ربي سيهدين نبي الله لوط عليه السلام نجاه الله من العذاب بعد أن ترك قومه هاجر إلى أرض فلسطين قال تعالى ونجيناه ولوطا إلى الأرض التي باركنا فيها للعالمين نبي الله داود عليه السلام عاش في فلسطين وبنى فيها المهراب وهل أتاك نبأ الخصم إذ تصوروا المحراب نبي الله سليمان عليه السلام حكم العالم كله من أرض فلسطين وقصته الشهيرة مع النمل تشير إلى ذلك قوله تعالى حتى إذا أتوا على وعد النمل وذلك بجوار أسقلان في أرض فلسطين نعم عباد الله وكذلك كان محراب زكريا عليه السلام في فلسطين وامرأة إمران نذرت لخدمة بيت المقدس جاء في سورة آل إمران إذ قالت امرأة إمران رب إني نذرت لك ما في بطني محررا فتقبل مني إلى أن قال تعالى وكفلها زكريا كلما دخل عليها زكريا المحراب حتى جاء في سيرة مريم عليه السلام فحملته فانتبذت به مكانا قصيا فأجاءها المخاض إلى جزء النخلة وهذه أرض فلسطين
أيها المسلمون، المسجد الأقصى وما حوله أرض مباركة، أرض مقدسة. قال تعالى: الذي باركنا حوله وبوابة الأرض إلى السماء، لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم صلى إماما بكل الأنبياء فيها، فعرج به إلى السماوات من أرض فلسطين. أمة الإسلام والقرآن، فلسطين عربية، مولد عيسى بن مريم عليه السلام. ومن علامات آخر الزمان أنه سينزل عند المنازل البيضاء وسيقتل الدجال عند باب اللد في هذه الأرض. نعم، فلسطين عربية، أرض المحشر والمنشر، وأن يأجوج ومأجوج سيقتلون على أرضها في آخر الزمان. اللهم ارحم عبادك المظلومين المستضعفين في أرض فلسطين وفي كل مكان وحين. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى من الغاصبين الظالمين يا أرحم الراحمين. آمين يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فيا معشر المسلمين، قال الله تبارك وتعالى مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم دائما عبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أيها المسلمون، هذه الإمام الألامة جامع العلوم والأعمال الحافظ القارئ عثمان الداني يقول بإسناده في كتابه المكتفى أن علي أنه يفسر قوله تعالى: محمد رسول الله والذين معه، أي أبو بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه. أشداء على الكفار، أي عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه. رحماء بينهم، عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه. تراهم ركعا سجدا، أي علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه. سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود، أي عبد الرحمن بن عوف وسعد بن أبي وقاص رضي الله عنه. ذلك مثلهم في التوراة. عباد الله، هكذا لابن عباس رضي الله عنهما، إلا أنه فسر قوله تعالى: يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا، طلحة والزبير. سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود، بعبد الرحمن بن عوف وسعد بن أبي وقاص وأبي عبيدة بن الجراح. ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فآزره، أبي بكر، فاستغلظ بعمر، فاستوى على سوقه بعثمان، يعجب الضراء ليغيظ بهم الكفار بعلي. وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات بجميع أصحاب محمد رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. أخرجه الإمام السيوطي في در المنثور. اللهم ارضع عنها معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم وفق المسلمين لما فيه رضاك، اللهم اهد ولي أمرنا للإسلام، اللهم ألطف بإخواننا في فلسطين وفي سائر أصقاء البلاد يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ألطف بهم، اللهم ادفع كربتهم، اللهم احفظ دماءهم، اللهم فرج همومهم، اللهم يسر لهم أمورهم. اللهم عليك بأعداء المسلمين فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم، اللهم اجعلهم للمسلمين عبرة وآية، اللهم اجعلهم لمن خلفهم عبرة وآية. اللهم أنزل عليهم رزقك، اللهم أنزل عليهم بعذابك. اللهم أذن يا ذا الجلال والإكرام بزوال هذه المصائب عن المسلمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.
Brothers, let us ensure ourselves are straight, shoulder to shoulder with our heels in line. Let us try to fill in the gaps, staying as close as possible, inshallah. And while we're doing that, alhamdulillah, we once again remind one and all about this beautiful Friday that we have, in which we have the opportunity to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we're better than the masjid and the madrasa. In fact, yesterday we read a beautiful hadith of how charity is the strongest thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created from all His creations. It is a barrier against all types of punishment. It is a barrier against the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, our masjid we see is getting full. Our madrasa is getting full. Every cent, inshallah, that we spend in the path of Allah will give us immense returns in this dunya and as well as in the akhirah. Humble appeal for the brothers, inshallah, to donate generously. الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيى قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية
تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعافية والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم ارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين واصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم رب اجعلنا مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.